Hello, it's time for another segment of the NoSillaCast podcast. Today is Friday, September 9th, and I'm actually podcasting to you from the lovely hotel we're staying at in Northville, Michigan. I'm here with my family, and unfortunately they're in the room, so I apologize in advance for whatever they might do. But we're here for a family reunion, which is kind of weird, kind of creepy in its own right. We'll see. I haven't seen my relatives in, I think it's 37 years since I've seen most of them. I've been in contact with a few of them through email, and they sound like they're pretty fun. We're going to meet at a lake out in Milford County, and my kids have been making fun of that, saying that it's probably a big septic tank area that overflowed, and that's what they call a lake around here. But them city folk, those kids, you know, so what do they know? Anyway, it's kind of exciting tomorrow, but for tonight, I did want to have a chat up here since I just picked up my new iPod Nano yesterday, and thought it might be a good thing to do a little podcast about. One thing you might have noticed is that my sound quality has changed a bit. I was using GarageBand to do my recordings, Apple's GarageBand, for the first five podcasts, I think. And then in my last podcast, I picked up Audacity, which is a freeware application from SourceForge, and I found that the sound quality actually was significantly better using it. So I'm real happy about that. Maybe I'll do a little bit of a podcast on that sometime, give a chat about how it works and how I have my settings and what I'm using. Tonight you also might notice that the sound is a little different because I'm using an iSight video camera, the Apple's iSight video camera, as my input source. It's a FireWire camera, and I got an idea that this might work pretty well. Sounds a little bit echoey, and again, unfortunately, you might hear the children and my husband in the background, but hopefully they'll keep quiet. They suggested that it would be better if I podcast from the bathroom, but I didn't want to sit on the cold tile, and my power cord wouldn't fit far length. It wouldn't be long enough anyway, and I burned out my battery on the plane. So the heck with them. I'm sitting on the floor instead. So, as you might have known, I have heard, Apple came out with the latest version of the iPod. It's called the NanoPod. Nano being 10 to the negative sixth of something. It is 67% smaller than the iPod Mini, which is pretty amazing since the iPod Mini is awfully small as it is. The iPod Mini is a hard disk based device, whereas the iPod Nano is a flash based device. It comes in 2 gigabytes and 4 gigabyte models, and I went for the 4 gigabyte because it was only $50 more, so they're $200 and $250 respectively. They also came in black or white, and I was really stuck there about whether to go black or white, but luckily my daughter, the fashion queen, Lindsay, was there at the time, so she insisted on black, and when I went up to the counter, I said to the lady, I said, you know, I'm really uncomfortable about getting black because, if I get black, you know, white just says iPod. And she looked at me quite seriously and says, yes, but black is the new white. Well, black it was. I also rationalized the purchase because I'm going to a podcasting conference in a couple of months, and I thought, well, I certainly can't show up with just a shuffle to a podcasting conference. So anyway, the screen is slightly smaller. I believe it's a 2-inch screen on the iPod Mini, and it's smaller, like 1.67, I think it was, for the iPod Nano. But the screen is very, very bright, very crisp, surprisingly readable. I was looking around to see if I could change the font sizes, but it didn't seem like that was going to be a big deal. It was because I can pretty much read it, and I'm 47 years old, so that's pretty good if I can still read it. One of the things I really like, and maybe it's just because I'm new to having a real iPod, I should back up a little bit. The only iPods I have, as though that's suffering, is I have a first generation 5 gig iPod from my hand-me-down from my husband when he got his Mini.
Poor baby.
He says poor baby in the background. Well, still, it's a big old clunky thing. I mean, the thing is the size of a paperback book practically. So I don't use it very often. And then I got an iPod Shuffle for jogging. But one of the tricks with listening to podcasts is trying to keep track of what you've listened to. Clearly on the Shuffle, that's a bit of an issue, so I only move a couple of podcasts over at a time, and that seems to work okay, but then when I get back to my Mac, I've got to sync it up and delete the ones I did listen to, but if I move more than like two and I, you know, didn't get a chance to read them, listen to them all, then I got to figure out which ones I used and which ones I didn't. Now, with the newest iTunes, the last couple of versions, they've put in some features that are pretty nice, where when you look at a podcast, there's a little green dot next to it if you have not listened to the entire thing yet. Or I'm not sure if it's the entire thing or part of it. That's not been real clear to me. I've been trying to keep track of that. But the cool thing is on the iPod Nano, and I'm sure it's true on the other iPods, it puts a little green dot next to the ones you have not listened to there also. So you can go back and forth and figure out which ones you haven't heard and move forward to those. Now, unfortunately, my husband was playing with my iPod Nano on the plane, and he played a bunch of them. He was jumping around playing them, so it's this look of innocence on his face right now. But he was playing around with them, so I think he marked a couple of listened to that I hadn't actually listened to yet. So we'll have to deal with the human interface later, I guess. The face of the iPod Nano is a very, very shiny black. It's actually got a clear plastic layer, and then there's the black layer. The black plastic does scratch pretty easily. I've got quite a few little tiny hairline scratches in it already, and it's just a little over 24 hours old. But I don't have any kind of case for it, so I got to get a sock or something to stick it in until then. The scroll wheel is also black, and it's kind of a faded gray or grayish black. It has some texture to it, and then the center button is shiny also. Other than that, the menus work the same. This thing is light. I read that the iPod Shuffle is 0.78 ounces, and this is 1.5 ounces, so it's not even double what a Shuffle weighs, which is pretty amazing. I'm pretty happy with that. I think it'll be a great device to jog with, and I think it's going to be a lot of fun. Like I said, I did have trouble shutting it off earlier. I'm a little concerned about that. But as long as I have a kid with me to figure out how to turn it off, I should be okay. It seems to be turning on and off just fine right now, so hopefully that was an aberration. I don't have to go back to the store because I think they're sold out already. Oh, it does have a hold button on the top, just like the other ones. I understand you can also get it engraved with the Hogwarts logo in honor of J.K. Rowling's announcing that she's going to have on the iTunes music store through audiobooks that she's going to have all six of her books in a quote-unquote boxed set. I'm not sure what it means to be a box set when you're just doing it through MP3s or AAC, so that was kind of funny. But anyway, if you need your Hogwarts logo, you can get that done. Well, I'm going to make this a quick one because it's already 11 o'clock at night and we have our exciting family reunion tomorrow. Perhaps I'll bore you all with that later. But for now, I'd like to wish you all good night, and that's it for the NoSilla cast.